The Defense Department announced today changes to military recruiting that will make it harder for legal immigrants to enlist and qualify for citizenship. The new policy effectively ends the expedited track to citizenship for green card holders who enter the military, eliminating the incentive for many to enlist. Another change is an end to a 2009 program called MAVNI.
MAVNI is Military Sessions Vital to the National Interest, and it's a immigrant recruiting program that has been suspended by the Pentagon.
Margaret Stock is a lawyer who practices immigration, citizenship, and military law. Last year, she ran for U.S. Senate as an independent. She's also a retired Army Lieutenant Colonel and a MacArthur Fellow. She says the MAVNI program is designed to bring immigrants with high-value skills into the military, for example, language and cultural fluency for operations abroad. Stock says recruitment of immigrants has been more restrictive since tighter green card standards were put in place in 2003. Today's change extends that.
It hurts our national security. It means we're not going to have enough people who are qualified to serve in our nation's military. We need people who speak foreign languages and have cultural expertise and can blend in with local populations. And now we're not going to have that. So it's a bad day for national security.
Stock says a number of new background screenings are being added for immigrant enlistees on top of those already required for green card eligibility and to qualify for military service. This comes at a time when there's a backlog for completing security clearances at the Office of Personnel Management. The Pentagon says green card holders entering the military could be waiting up to a year to start their service. Stock says it's now faster for immigrants seeking citizenship to just remain civilians. The Pentagon, in a release, says the changes ensure higher security among prospective service members and potential citizens. According to Stephanie Miller, the Defense Department's chief of accessions, the change will affect some current personnel who weren't finished with security screenings when they began to serve. Certifications that counted toward citizenship for those individuals will be nullified. Stock says a number of Alaskans stand to be affected by the change. Some immigrants who have lived in Anchorage have been among those to join the military through the MAVNI program. They include Specialist Susan Tenoi, a native of Kenya and former All-American runner at UAA, who was the first place female finisher in the Army's 10-mile race in Washington, D.C. last weekend.